Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Former child stars are speaking out about their dangerous work environment. But first, in honor of Black History Month, here is your Black Entertainment Fact of the Day. So in 1975, Roxy Roker became half of the first interracial couple on primetime television. Another fun fact, Roxy Roker is Lenny Kravitz's mom, who is also related to Al Roker. She starred as Helen Willis on The Jeffersons and became, of course, the other half of the first interracial couple on primetime television. So there is your fun fact of the day.
Nice. It was like a really big deal back in the day.
Huge deal.
Boycotting, and now, I mean, it's like, this is how far we've come. Sometimes I think, you know, there's so much racial division in this country still, that sometimes even these little baby steps, I think, sometimes aren't even acknowledged. Now you see this on TV and you don't even think twice about it.
Yeah, right? It's so normal and it's great, but I can't believe it took until 1975.
Right?
Insane. Okay, back to the child stars story. So Investigation Discovery released the trailer for a docuseries called Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. It came out yesterday, and this is a true crime network. So they're saying that this docuseries, quote, uncovers the toxic and dangerous culture behind some of the most iconic children's shows of the late 1990s and early 2000s. So these are all the kids' shows that I grew up with.
Yeah, I was like, it bummed me out to see this. And you know bad things happen in the entertainment industry. And, you know, ID actually does like some decent documentaries.
What is that, a network?
Yes, that's what she just mentioned.
Yeah, it's a true crime network.
Yeah, it goes by ID. My mom's a big fan. I get it honest when it comes to like the true crime stuff.
I'd be getting nervous if my significant other was watching that all the time. I'm like...
You taking notes or
right.
something?
There's a lot of shows from Nickelodeon back in the day that are going to be featured. And I'm just like, it's going to take away from, you know, those memories of the shows, knowing what happened like behind the scene.
It's honestly really, really sad because these are a lot of my favorite shows growing up. So a lot of it is going to center around this guy named Dan Schneider, who worked on so many of those really popular Nickelodeon shows. All That, The Amanda Show from Amanda Bynes, Zoe 101 starring Britney Spears' younger sister, Jamie Lynn, iCarly starring Amanda Cosgrove, and Victorious with Victoria Justice. I mean, these were some of like the shows to watch when you were in middle school back in my day. And so they're basically shining a light on what they called Nickelodeon's golden boy, because he was in charge of all of the biggest shows on that network. So a reporter is saying for 20 years, he shaped children's entertainment and culture, but that marked one of the darkest chapters. Oop, I just lost my place. So basically it's premiering, and it's going to show the environment that allegedly included abuse, sexism, racism, and inappropriate dynamics with underage stars and crews. So it's really sad. A lot of these stars are speaking out. Alexa Nicholas from Zoe 101 is coming out. Double Dare host Mark Summers is saying something. So it's going to be really interesting to watch and see how this unfolds. I can't believe this guy hasn't gotten any criminal charges yet.
It's a matter of time, probably.
Yeah, and I wonder if like statute of limitations has expired, so there's nothing you can do. And I guess it depends on what state. But anybody, man, you know how I feel about this. You mess with kids, man. I think there should be no statute of limitations.
Yep.
You're right to jail and stay there for as long as they will.
Amen to that. We have some good news about Post Malone and Swae Lee's song Sunflower. So it is now the first song ever to reach double diamond status.
And you'll be left in the dust unless I stuck by you. You're the sunflower. I think your love would be too.
So Double Diamond status is the equivalent of 20 million sales. A representative is saying Post Malone and Swae Lee have officially raised the bar on what creative partnerships and infectious collaborations have the power to accomplish. So claps to our boy Posty. So exciting for him.
I'm excited to see him this weekend at the Super Bowl, too.
Post?
Yeah.
Oh, is it before the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. I have a challenge for you guys, because Sunflower is a beautiful song, but it's nonsensical. Have you ever read the lyrics or listened to it? I still have no idea what it's about.
That's so funny you say that, because as I was listening, I was thinking that.
It is a nonsensical song. I have never been able to figure out what it's about.
So here's some of the lyrics. Needless to say, I keep her in check. She was a bad, nevertheless. Calling it quits now, baby. I'm a wreck. Crash at my place, baby. You're a wreck. So it's a girl that's a train wreck.
Keep going.
Thinking in a bad way, losing your grip, screaming at my face, baby, don't trip. Look at, someone took a big L, don't know how that felt. Looking at you sideways, party on tilt.
Okay, so where does the sunflower part come in?
Obviously, she's such a train wreck that she blossomed into a sunflower, which is a beautiful flower that represents friendship and happiness.
Does it say anywhere in the song that she turns into that, or
Let's
are you making
see.
That up?
I'm making that up. Hang on. Let me find the chorus.
Yeah, I have song meanings. Would you like to hear the song meaning?
Yes.
All right. We're getting into this. So the general meaning of this song is both subtle and strong. Swae Lee's verse talks about how he's a big amount of money to keep a girl as well as please her, but he didn't take the relationship seriously, so she left him and it hurt. But he continuously plays down her feelings. Whereas Posty's a little deeper.
I get all that, but where's the connection to a sunflower?
Okay, here's the chorus. Then you're left in the dust, unless I stuck by ya. You're the sunflower. I think your love would be too much.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Neither do
sunflower.
I.
Sunflower. Okay, the chorus and song title reference the word sunflower as a metaphor for this type of woman. A sunflower is a happy, joyous plant that requires a perfect amount of sun and care all the time. Swae Lee's words could be similar to just watering the plant, keeping it going, but only to see it die quickly.
Okay.
See? I was right.
I feel like the world has just opened up for me.
Yeah.
It all
like
makes sense
sunflower.
To me. Yeah, like a sunflower.
Yeah. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.